Get this. The ACLU of Texas is blowing the whistle on Harris County District Judge Michael McSpadden, a long-serving Republican judge. The advocacy organization is calling for the Texas Commission on Judicial Conduct to investigate him. Why? Because he told the Houston Chronicle last week that young black men before his court were not good risks, alluding to his preference for denying them personal recognizance bonds. He was quoted in the paper as saying this, quote, "The young black men, and it's primarily young black men rather than young black women, charged with felony offenses, they're not getting good advice from their parents," Judge McSpadden said. He continued, "Who do they get their advice from? Ragtag organizations like Black Lives Matter, which tell you resist police, which is the worst thing in the world you could tell a young black man. They teach contempt for the police, the whole justice system," unquote. That's what Judge McSpadden said. And that drew the attention of the Texas ACLU, who issued a press release earlier this week calling for an investigation. The organization's executive director, Terry Burke, said, quote, "This kind of flagrant racism has no place in our justice system." She also said, quote, "If there remained any doubt that the deck is stacked against people of color in our criminal justice system, Michael McSpadden just dispelled it," unquote. So why does this all matter? For more than a decade, Judge McSpadden had a rule in his courtrooms that instructed magistrates not to issue personal recognizance bonds for criminal offenses. When someone is denied a personal recognizance bond, they must pay up and post bail, often a few $1,000s, or sit in jail to await their trial. About 75% of the Harris County prison population is suffering such a fate, sitting it out on the county clink, unable to pay and waiting for their day of justice. All of this matters now more than ever because earlier this month, a powerful federal court of appeals ruled that Harris County's bail system was indeed unconstitutional, as a lawsuit against the county claimed. That lawsuit has been working its way through the court system for years, and just recently, courts in Harris County have been issuing personal recognizance bonds again. Well, more than they ever have in the past decade or so, at least. But there's a systemic problem there. Remember, earlier in the story, how I said that 75% of Harris County jail inmates were awaiting trial? Those are numbers provided to the Houston Chronicle by the Harris County Sheriff's Office just last week. 75% of its more than 8,700 inmates are just waiting there for their trial because they were not offered personal recognizance bonds or able to pay bail. Earlier this week on Monday evening's Open Journal program, host Sherry McGinty and Susan Phillips interviewed Cynthia Cole, a local activist who is affiliated with the Houston Justice Coalition. The Houston Justice Coalition has been advocating about this issue for years. Here is Cynthia Cole explaining what happens to people who can't afford to get out of jail.
People who don't have the money, and that's as little as $50, you stay there and you're lost in the system. Those individuals that may have that economic challenge because of whatever this misdemeanor is, the law already exists where individuals should be able to even, as based on their consent, sign out until their day in court. But most economically challenged individuals are never offered that option. Why? Because it's more money for them to stay in to the state or the county. They're going to get that money. And those individuals may have a minimal misdemeanor. They're not flight risk. And here's an example which is very serious. Individuals who have the money just show up and they walk out and they have been flight risks and have left. Some cases these individuals have left the country because they bounded out. But then another person that is more economically challenged, while they're having to stay in and more or less work off or stay in and, you know, show the time off of what they're being held there for before their court date, they lose their jobs. Sometimes they lose their apartments because they can't pay for them. Sometimes their families are impacted very negatively because they're the breadwinner. So we've pushed to say, wait a minute, bring the balance back. Because what you're basically saying is that when you are economically challenged, you are poor, you're impoverished, we are going to keep you in jail and make you pay, and we don't care what that risk is. But if you're rich and then you've got money and someone can come in, you just walk right out and it's no big deal. And so that's unfair. That's an unbalance. And we are going to continue to fight that fight. We are. Because if you ever go down to the county jail, you're going to find a lot of people. And we're not talking just about any ethnicities, although brown and black make up most of the people that are in there. We're talking about economically disadvantaged individuals who are just hardworking. And maybe you fell on some hard times. Well, now your life is devastated as a result of a very simple, maybe you had three tickets and you didn't pay them. And it is ultimately...
Or accidentally bounced a check and hadn't realized
it. And didn't realize. And you will be you, unless you got cash. Who walks around with $500 in their pocket?
I don't.
And look at the young children. I'm talking about young people, because they make indiscretional decisions because they're young. They're going to be in jail, and it's going to be on their record, because they didn't have enough money. And one of those cases, which is very sad, was the Sandra Bland case. Didn't have the money. And look at what happened. Up behind a misdemeanor. We wouldn't even be having this discussion. But it is a money-making environment. And we have got to push back on it. Otherwise, we are going to be stuck like Chuck with an environment that is only going to be one-sided. And it's going to favor the 1% and not the 99.
That was Cynthia Cole, a local activist who has been advocating about the Harris County bail system with the Houston Justice Coalition for years. Cole appeared on Open Journal this week, heard every week on Mondays at 6 p.m. here on KPFT, and available at archive.kpft.org. Do you know someone who has been negatively impacted by the Harris County bail system? We'd love to speak with you for the People's News. Contact us at news@kpft.org.